Good morning. Friday morning, we're with Samantha Wood, managing editor for news at the Berkshire Eagle. Good morning, Samantha.
Good morning, David.
Well, let's start with an animal shelter, which had its contract terminated last week, and it's been given an extension. There are some ground rules here. Explain what's going on.
Last week, the city of Pittsfield terminated its contract with the Eleanor Sonsini Animal Shelter, which has been running shelter on city property for some years and has been functioning as the place where dogs are taken when they're picked up on the streets of the city of Pittsfield. They had been given 30 days notice. At the beginning of March, the city had given notice to the shelter. And then last week, March 30th, Friday, the city went to collect the keys and the staff at the shelter refused to leave. The dog officer was there with another police officer, and they decided to leave the premises rather than removing the staff. The staff remained. There were still animals there. Yesterday, we learned that the city has extended their stay, but they have to be out by the end of April. We still don't yet know what the reasons are for ending the contract, but there's been legal wrangling within the board of the shelter itself. In November, the board voted the treasurer and the chairwoman out of their positions of leadership, and those two people sued the other members of the board to keep that leadership. Last week, the treasurer and chairwoman dismissed all of the other members of the board and replaced them. So we'll be watching that closely.
And we've been watching closely the situation at the Berkshire Museum, and you have an update today.
Indeed, we do. Yesterday, from the Supreme Judicial Court, a decision came from Justice David Lowy allowing the sale of art by the Berkshire Museum. This has been in the courts for 5 months. We first learned of the museum's plan last July. They plan to sell up to 40 works of art, their most valuable pieces, including two pieces given to the museum by Norman Rockwell, to raise up to $55 million for their new vision, which includes an expanded collection to do with science and education. And there's been very strong opposition to the sale of their collection from people close to the Pittsfield area, to the Berkshires, and then throughout the museum industry, saying this is a violation of collections ethics. Those people continue to fight in this area, and they hope to work to protect collections because they believe this decision will be precedent-setting. The museum is pleased because it feels that it needs the money to continue its mission, and it will be able to do so now. They've met the first deadline for a May auction at Sotheby's.
Samantha Wood, managing editor for news at the Berkshire Eagle. You can read these and other stories at berkshireeagle.com. And as always, Samantha, we thank you for joining us. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, David. Have a good weekend.
You too.